It is time for the Spillover with Mike Schaefer, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers One Love. Schaefer, last night in the World Series, the Dodgers wrapped it up with a 7-6 win. Were you watching at the moment that KFXL switched away from the game to a pre-recorded newscast or not?
No, I wasn't. I was finishing up my simulation for Nebraska UCLA.
How'd that go, by the way?
UCLA won.
Uh-oh.
UCLA, Ethan Garbers came in, and on the third play of the game, hit like a 70-yard pass.
Uh-oh.
And finished with more than 300 yards passing. Unfortunately, Raiola's interceptions were an issue on the simulation last night. So he had multiple red zone interceptions. Nebraska came back. They got it to 41-35, but they couldn't recover the onside kick. The ball was just laying right there on the field. And I don't remember which virtual Nebraska player dove, but he dove over the ball. And then the UCLA guy.
UCLA won this game.
UCLA won.
They won the virtual game.
They were up 41-24 at one point.
This is your weekly?
Or 41, something like that. Yeah.
This is your weekly enterprise.
Yes.
And
it didn't go well for Nebraska.
No. We don't expect the game to be that high scoring.
No. Well, look, if you're worried about what this means, just know that Nebraska beat Indiana on the simulation 44-13. No, they lost to Ohio State 48-7. Okay. So things have been pretty wonky.
Simulation, use that word loosely.
It's hard to know. It's hard to believe that the NCAA 25 is not the most accurate simulation out there, but this is what we got.
UCLA, what do you expect from this game, since we won't talk to you again until
I think Nebraska's week. Ability, I don't think UCLA can run the football.
They can't. They average 64 yards rushing.
I think Nebraska thrives when teams are one-dimensional. I think UCLA is going to have a tough time pushing the ball down the field continually, because I think Nebraska is going to try to get after Garbers and force him to make throws. Michael Sevier put this out there yesterday, but UCLA is one of the worst havoc teams in the country in terms of handling pressure. And so they turn the ball over quite a bit. I think Nebraska's defense can kind of carry the day and allow the offense to find itself. I will say this, UCLA's defense is better than people probably anticipate.
Hmm.
So Nebraska's going to be smart with the football. Like, don't give them short fields, make them earn everything. Maybe not the best game to be super aggressive, but just try to let UCLA make mistakes and take advantage of it.
You know,
or force, I shouldn't say let them make mistakes, force them into mistakes and then take advantage of it offensively.
I'd like to speak as confidently as you about the way this game goes, but the one thing these last, the thing that these last two games has showed me that you really got to be careful thinking you know what's going to happen.
Sure.
Because nobody thought, I mean, nobody predicted the last two.
Right. Games. Yeah. And I want to be clear. I mean, this is what I think is obviously, there's no guarantee that any of this does.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
I just feel like the version of Nebraska that has played 6 out of 8 games, I would take every time.
Okay.
You know, for what they are. Like, I want a better version of it against Purdue? Absolutely.
Better than Rutgers, yeah.
But that defense in those games, I'm taking 6 out of 8 times. Mm-hmm. I think the best unit on the field on Saturday, or best side of the ball on the field on Saturday, is going to be Nebraska's defense. I think if you can force UCLA into mistakes, you're going to get a short field, or you're going to get an opportunity to put up points. And I just don't know. I mean, if they can come in here and throw for 350 yards like they did, they threw for 381 against Rutgers. I mean, so I don't think they can do that. And guys, I also think the other thing that might help Nebraska, the weather's maybe going to be pretty bad on Saturday.
Potential rain.
And so then if you're talking about, you know, a UCLA team that can't really run, Nebraska's not great running the football either.
Better, though.
They're better than
UCLA. They're a better running team than UCLA.
But UCLA's got a good rush defense.
Yeah.
So I just think a lot of things look good for Nebraska on paper. Now, they obviously look great for Ohio State, and that was a 21-17 game that they had to eke out. But I feel I feel confident Nebraska's not, they're going to win on Saturday. We don't have to have the, can they qualify for a bowl conversation? And I'll throw this out at you. There's a world where Nebraska winning and just being done with that conversation lets them play a little bit loose over the final
absolutely.
3 weeks.
I expect right. that.
Yeah.
If they win, I think they'll play better football the next 3 weeks just because of the fact that the monkey
you don't have to have that
is off your shoulders. We're going to the bowl game
100.
With 3 games to go. Let's just play loose and let's have some fun.
Right.
A reminder, though, and this means nothing about this game, but last time that UCLA was in this building 10 years ago, 38 unanswered points for the
Bruins. Yeah, it was...
it was 21-3, and that Brett Hundley escaped a sack, made a big play, and it just the dam broke for Nebraska.
Avery Moss had the chance to basically end that drive.
Brett Hundley escaped the sack.
No, I remember the exact... I remember that moment. I remember...
They're up 21-3.
Yeah.
This and was Nebraska, what year again?
This is 2014, I believe, right?
Was it Bose last year?
No, it was 2013.
2013, okay.
It was so basically... 10 days after that game, the audio tape comes out and everything just falls apart in 2013.
They had 38 unanswered points.
I remember it vividly.
Turnovers galore in the second half.
I remember it vividly because I announced to everybody that was around me in the press box at 21-3, game's over, guys. Game's over.
So you were the jinx.
A lot of people.
I mean, it was. For all intents and purposes, Nebraska was moving the football on them. The defense hadn't shown that they were going to allow anything. And then... I don't know if it was third down or if it would have been just a really long third down, but if Avery Moss finishes that sack instead of just letting Brett Hundley, Brett Hundley escapes it and everything after that, they scored that touchdown and it's 21-10. And then after the second half, it was bad. Nebraska.
It was bad. That's it for us, Shape. Thanks for the time. We'll see you next Thursday. Appreciate you. And nice work on the bacon.
Good job.
Bacon outfit, by the way. Good job, Shape.
Great job.
The Drive is next for Steve Sipple, Bill Bush, and Mike Schaefer. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Fall into big savings. All in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.